Every time I travel, I carry a camera and am fascinated by the things I see. And so I'm doing science in one hand and sometimes taking a photograph in the other.
Dr. Jeffrey is a professor in UWF's Center for Environmental Diagnostics and Bioremediation in the Department of Biology. He has been traveling to remote places since the early 1980s. He has taken several expeditions to Antarctica, the Arctic, and most recently, two expeditions to the Atacama Desert in Chile in 2013.
For the last 20 years or so, most of my work has revolved around how sunlight affects microorganisms, and in particular, ultraviolet radiation. And so in the salt plains, the Atacama Desert and the Altiplano, there are high elevation. The sky is very clear because it's a desert. There's no rain clouds to speak of. And so the amount of solar intensity is very, very high. So how these organisms are able to survive and grow and thrive under these very adverse conditions is what I'm interested in scientifically.
In the past, Jeffrey shot with film cameras. His recent work was captured with a digital single-lens reflex camera.
I'm trying to find representative photographs from each of the different places that I've been. So there's the dry valleys, there are the Weddell Sea side of the Antarctic, the Ross Sea side of the Antarctic, icebergs, maybe a penguin or two. Icebergs are like penguins, no two of them are the same when you see them, so they're always fascinating to watch.
Jeffrey says he brings students on expeditions whenever he can. Students participated in many of the Antarctic research cruises and the trips to the Atacama Desert.
My goal is to try to build this program in South America so that I can not only include UWF students to go to Chile to take samples and to do work, but maybe do some student exchanges with the universities in Chile and have those students come back here.
Jeffrey says the Chilean deserts and Antarctica are home to similar kinds of organisms because Antarctica is also classified as a desert.
The most common definition of a desert has to do with precipitation. Despite the fact that you see the Antarctic as this big white mass of ice, the actual amount of snowfall, for instance, is very, very low. Much of what you might think is snow is actually just ice blowing around from one place to another sometimes.
Jeffrey hopes the images in the exhibit will convey the similarities and differences between three extreme environments.
As extreme as these environments are, for temperature, salinity, maybe acidity, salt content, that life thrives under these seemingly bizarre conditions. And those are the things that fascinate me.
Extremophiles will run from January 21st through February 21st. A closing reception is scheduled for Thursday, February 20th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the WUWF Studios, Building 88 on the UWF campus. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.